92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. This is Good Morning Grand Haven, and coming up on Saturday, it's the Third Coast Author and Book Fest, and I'm joined by a bunch of people in the studio. That doesn't happen that often, especially this early. Mike O'Brien from The Bookseller, say hello.
Hello.
All right, Renee Deslow is here from Bluebird Cancer Retreats.
Thanks for having us.
And we also have Shondi Pompey with Grand Haven Main Street. Hello, Shondi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Everything's going really, really good in Grand Haven. I can't believe, I can't even keep up with the amount of events that are going on. That's a good problem to have. But let's talk about the Third Coast Author and Book Fest. I know it's free, and there's going to be 145 authors.
This is a way for all of the businesses to come together and promote literacy and charity and community. Mm-hmm. We're bringing in authors that will go through about 45 different venues. So all the different businesses in town are going to host different authors. The authors are all New York best-selling authors, and we do have a few of the local authors that are coming in also.
And they'll be signing their books at the local venues,
yep,
as well.
Yep, they will have their books available for purchase, and then they'll sign them, and you can move on to the next venue and enjoy the day.
Tell me some of the authors that'll be there.
We'll have J.R. Erickson. Abigail Owen is one of the biggest authors that we're having. Mm-hmm. She's our keynote speaker for the charity event at night. She wrote The Games Gods Play, and it is one of the best books I read last year. We have Rachel Housel-Hall. We have Kayesh Monsef. Aaron Craig will be there. There's just a roster that is absolutely unbelievable. You just need to go to www.thirdcoastfest.org and check out the entire list.
And I'll put a link, obviously, in the podcast as well. Shondi, this is pretty cool that all the authors can just hang out at the local venues and whatnot. Was that a difficult thing to put together, or did it just all kind of fall into place?
Well, luckily, our authors are our venues, right? They're familiar with doing this. We do Wine About Winter. We do tote bags. We do a lot of this stuff. So they're always eager to sign up for something like this, and they make it easy on me.
I love it. No, you're right,
and
though, Shondi.
And they're super excited about this one, right?
So yeah. This is awesome. And, you know, March is National Reading Month as well. And then in the evening on the 22nd, you have a VIP event and a silent auction, and that benefits Bluebird Cancer Retreats. Tickets are $50 for that event. Where is that event at?
That event is down at the Central Park Place.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And okay. I think there's a couple hundred people already signed up to attend, and tickets are still for sale.
That's wonderful. And this will benefit Bluebird Cancer Retreats. I'm going on a retreat in April. I'm excited.
Excellent.
We have
been waiting for
this. Know you've been waiting like 3 years to send me on a retreat with Bluebird Cancer Retreats, which is just a great organization here in the Tri-Cities. And, you know, we've had a partnership with you guys, and you've got lots of great things happening this summer. But what is the one thing you want people to know about Bluebird Cancer Retreats, Renee? You're the executive director.
Well, we provide hope and healing in a variety of different ways. We do weekend retreats, and we do support groups locally. We are building a network, so we want to be that touch point in Grand Haven, Spring Lake, and in the whole west coast of Michigan, really. For people, when they get cancer, they've got people in their area that are here to help them find the support that they need.
Fantastic. And this is going to be a great event. For $50, you can mingle with your favorite authors. Who doesn't want to do that?
Exactly.
Get pictures taken. There's a cash bar, charcuterie, all that. What time does it start? Oh, 7 to 10.
It starts 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock. There is the silent auction.
Right.
There will be, that again is benefiting Bluebird Cancer Retreats.
Mm-hmm.
The silent auction has one-of-a-kind items because the authors technically are artists.
Right.
And they do sculpting and painting and glass work, all sorts of really cool stuff.
So that's going to be
donating.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Why did you decide to team up with Bluebird, Mike? What was the connection there?
My mom and dad both died from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard nothing but reviews about everything that Bluebird does. They are there to support when you are suffering, when you are a survivor, and they have done just miraculous things to help people that are absolutely in a dire situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of anything better than to reach out a hand and say, you know, we're here. What can we do?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love this. This is great. The Third Coast Author and Book Fest. I just looked at the forecast for Saturday. Now it's Tuesday, but it should be 50 and partly sunny. So maybe the temp will go up on Saturday. So there'll be a ton of people downtown from 11 to 4. So you may wander into, I don't know, Must Love Dogs, and there could be an author there.
Oh, there will be. Yeah.
How exciting.
We also set up different areas throughout town. So in Center Town, you can go through Romance Row. And so the further down you go, the spicier it gets.
Ooh, really?
At 206, the salon in town, actually have a underground basement, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to make that an underground speakeasy for the poets. So there are about 12 poets that will be in there, and everybody is going to do readings, and then you can sit and do your snaps.
This is fabulous.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm telling you, you're getting me down here every weekend now. It's like, you know, normally I live in Grand Rapids, and so, you know, I spend my weekends just chilling out, getting away from news. But the last 4 weekends, I've been in town. There's too much going on, Shondi. I'm telling you, I can't keep up. Well, thanks for being here. I really appreciate it, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Are you a writer? Do you write?
I do not.
You don't?
I do not, but I am very heavily invested in reading for children, reading for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I actually helped create the backpack reading program that's still going on today in Grand Haven school system.
Wonderful. How many books you read a week? No, I'm serious.
I read 7 to 10 books a week.
Okay, I can't. See, I read all day long, and so that's why I feel like I'm always reading and and talking and reading. I need to read more.
Great is to get that paper in your hands, though. It takes your eyes away from the burden
of
the computer.
That's a fact. Yep. I'll tell you. It's just to get lost in a book. It's the best feeling.
It takes you to a different land.
It really does. Mike O'Brien with a bookseller, Renee Deslow with Bluebird Cancer Retreats, and Shondi Poppy with Grand Haven Main Street. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.